Thank you for calling Orange Health Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
My name is Paul Gill. I just have a question. If you guys reach where I live.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to check on that for you. So you just basically want us to check to see if we are at your community?
Yes, thank you.
What's your service address?
I'm 68 Thompson Street, Catskill, New York.
What's your zip code?
12414.
Give me a moment. Let me check on that for you.
Thank you.
You said your zip code is 12414, correct?
Yes.
All right, so the you can sign up for service now. The in-service date for your location is December 21st. So if you sign up now, closer to that date would give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation.
All right. And what is your guys offering?
So currently we do have two plans available. We have the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet. The 1 gig is $79.99, but you can get $10 off with auto pay and paperless billing. You can also get $10 off with the 2 gig as well. So it's $99.99 and you can get it for $89.99.
And is it comparable to, you think, what I have now with Mid-Hudson Cable?
I'm sorry?
Would it be comparable to my Mid-Hudson Cable?
You said you have Mid-Hudson Cable?
Yes, that's what I have for internet.
Oh, if it's a case that you do cancel with Mid-Hudson, there's a possibility you don't get the cable as well. It just depends on what Mid-Hudson is offering. Or internet is capable to do streaming or anything internet related.
So it's good for streaming. I don't do business over the internet, so I don't really have to have real fast internet. So if you'd put me on the waiting list, and I'll work from there.
Okay, do you want me to sign you up now then?
Thank you.
Okay, so I would just need
do,
to
do
get...
Do I have to make it... Do I have to make a commitment today?
Oh, it's not a commitment. If you choose to cancel, that's fine. It's just that I would have to fill out some information. Is that okay? It would just take about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
And you said that you want the 1 gig?
Yes. And you could always make it more if I need more.
That is correct. There's no contracts.
Okay, cool. All right.
And what you're seeing is what you're paying. The taxes is already included in the price.
Cool.
So your address is 68 Thompson Street, Catskill, New York. Do you rent or own the property?
I own the house.
Your utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
My what wire?
The utility wires, like your power, phone
utility,
cable.
Utility wires are up in the air.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
B-A-U-L.
Oh, Paul. And what's your last name, Paul?
G-I-L-L.
Email you'd like to add on file?
I know I'd like to what?
An email address you'd like to add on file.
I apologize. NYSEARAY @netzero.com.
So that's N as in Nancy, Y, S as in Sam, E as in Echo, A as in Apple, R is in Apple, Y as in Yankee, @net0.com.
Yes, not the number zero, just at net zero, NET0.
Yeah, just the number zero.
No, not the number zero, the letter zero.
Right? Oh, so Zero?
Yeah, it's NETZERO.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an antiquity, that's why.
And the primary phone number?
518-291-2622.
518-291-2622. And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
However you choose.
All right, and just to go for the order, 1 gig, service address 68 Thompson Street, Catskill, New York. Your wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
No, everything.
All right, so as part of the order process, we just need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. It will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can also bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Yeah, I have no problem with the credit check. I mean, it doesn't affect my credit at all, does it?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Cool.
One moment, please. Just quickly filling out some information for you. And also, just to let you know, to do the credit check, we would need your social security number. But once we use it, it's discarded after.
All right.
One moment. Okay, what's your social security number?
055-64-4816.
Okay, let me just send it through. It says no deposit is required. All right. Do you want to do the discount for the auto pay paperless billing?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'll fill out the rest of that paperwork when I see the eyes of you guys coming through my door, or do I have to give you my bank account thing or something that?
Well, if you don't want to do the auto pay now, that's completely fine. What you can do once we give you a call just to set up a date and time for an installation, you can tell us that you want to set up the auto pay. Or if you'd like, once I'm finished with this process, we'd send you an email where you'd have access to your online customer account, and you can sign up your auto pay there.
So do you guys, do you have an Eero or something like that that I get from you, you know, or do I have to buy one at this point then? Because the one I have now, I lease from Mid-Hudson.
Oh, so we are carrying all the equipment. So you'd be getting the modem, you'd be getting a router, and if needed, they'll give you a free extender.
Cool. All right. You answered all my questions. So my next question would be, why do we have to wait till December? Is that the length of time it's going to take for you guys to get in my neighborhood? Is that what it is?
So we're beginning the construction process now. So we'd be fully completed where you'd have access to the service by December 21st.
All right. Thank you very much.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank or buried wire?
No, I don't have anything unusual. I live right in the village.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, my house is right next to the sidewalk. It's a very simple, yeah.
And also just to read a quick disclosure for you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician still determined the best way to connect your service. So they install a drop cable that connects the cable directly from your home to the fiber network at the street, and that usually happens the day before. If they do a temporary drop on the ground, then they'll help to permanently bury that cable within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a
that won't even be a concern, really.
All right. And if you do have a current provider, just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider.
That makes sense.
And the OET gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. We will send a return kit to you to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. They do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge. If you do have any additional questions regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit the website. And as I said before, you'd have access to the billing statements and you can pay your bill online by setting up your account using the email address you provided today.
Okay, so one more question for you. So do I have to pay a lease to have your equipment or is that price?
No, that price is already included. So the...
That's all included. Okay.
Yes. So what you're seeing is what you're paying. The installation is free. The equipment comes with the price. It's just Archtop equipment. So if it's the case that you do decide to terminate the service, we'll just send you a return kit to send it back to us.
Cool.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with before you go?
No. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of today. And thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
You too. Bye-bye.